What's up, guys? Amateur is back in the game, so welcome back to Code 7. So, I really hope that we are able to go back to where we came from in the last episode, because I realized there was one network point that we haven't really checked out, I think, so we've not been near it. Maybe we can go further with that, so like find her, the sister of Fasor, or what her name was. Yeah, I really hope that. I tried to go back, so I loaded my game and tried to go back, but I wasn't able to. She just walks back to the middle point where we have to go in, and then says, oh, I can't, so to the right it is again. So yeah, that's that. And yeah, I had a look at those up flashing messages, like in the middle of the game sometimes. There's a message flashing up and I couldn't read it. It gave me the chills, to be honest, because it says stuff like you can hear the monsters or you can feel the monsters. Really creepy. So yeah, let's move on, shall we?
Alright, I shouldn't avoid the canteen. Okay, warming up, Zoya. We're going in. Should I kick in the door? Element of surprise? Okay, fine. No, let's be civilized.
I think it's a great idea.
Provisional sick bay. Maybe I should just leave. I'll be damned. You have the balls to show yourself here, Illusion? Quincy Elaine, secure her! Do we have a way to call security?
Play it safe. Let's play it safe.
I totally understand. You're scared. I get it. But I had nothing to do with the crash. I swear it was set up. Colburn tried to torture a confession out of me. He's the real enemy here. Listen, I've been in the research department. They're experimenting on humans, on colleagues, friends. Some of them died and Faso has been murdered. And now they're trying to cover it all up and sell it as a mysterious plague. Faso and Colburn are in this together. There's some major shit going on here and I'm really trying to expose all of this. And to call for help. You're playing right into their hands. Why the hell should I believe you?
Because she's not a terrorist, Carla. Leave her be. I'll vouch for her.
Hamza, thank God you're safe. I was so worried about you.
Hey, come here. Jesus, why didn't you answer my messages? I thought you were dead.
The servers are off. I'm sorry. Are you sure you're all right?
You are asking if I'm okay? Girl, you're the one on the wanted list. I don't want to think about what those idiots have done to you. I have never doubted you, even for a second. I know you, Zoya. You'd never do something like that. I swear if I get hold of any of those admin bastards, I...
Hamza, it's okay. I appreciate it, but I'm taking care of it. Just keep everyone safe here, okay?
I will, of course. But what about you? What are you doing with that suit? Don't tell me you're wandering out there on your own.
Save the oxygen, Park. Communication is down, so I can't report you, Zoya. But I'm sure as hell not letting you go. You two, guard the door. Give me that Ava suit. She's definitely not keeping it.
Carla, come on, please. I'm trying to reach the satellite and call for help. But to do that, I need to get into the reactor. Don't you want to save the injured?
Don't you dare talk about my patients! You caused all this! I'll save these people's lives, and you... You stay here until I know what to do with you.
Sorry, Zoya. She's the commanding officer right now. It's her call. There's nothing we can do.
Listen, that little
I'm
bitch.
Really trying to call for help. You have to help me.
What was all that stuff about the research department?
It's true. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm not making this up. It's nightmare material, and I know you want to know more, but I need you to focus. Help me get into the reactor, please, Hamza.
All right. I have an idea. If you want to get into the reactor, you'll need a code. And guess who's got it? Yes, Carla. But obviously, you're going to have to pull a minor miracle before she'd even consider telling you. She's in desperate need of medicine from the medbay. But the path north is blocked by a light barrier, and we have no way to disable it from here. If you can get into the security officer's computer in the center, you can deactivate the barrier. That's your best bet. But make things more difficult. You're stuck here. Carla's not about to let you go anywhere. And I can't leave either. I must tend to the injured. So I have no idea how you could possibly pull this off.
Tell him about me. No, tell him about Nash.
I'm connected to Nash. He's giving me a hand so we can exploit the network. Just tell me where to start.
Really? Good to hear the slackers are right. Well, I told you what I know. I need to go to my post now. Good luck, Zoya. If anyone can do it, it's you.
I don't think they
will
be too happy if he's telling them about her blue screen.
So that's our plan. Disable the light barriers from the center security office so Carla can get her medicine from the med bay. The security officer has access to the computer. We should find out who that is so you can hack his or her computer. If you find out anything, let me know and I'll ask around. People are just as much a pool of information as computers.
I know that. Ask Carla about patients.
Do you need help with your patients, Carla? Is there anything I can do? I wouldn't tell you shit if it wasn't for lives on the line. I doubt you can help, but my biggest concern is Shi Fang. She lost a lot of blood, and even if I had access to blood packs, I don't know her blood type. I can't do anything, so she's probably going to die.
Oh, come on, we can find out her blood type.
So if you don't miraculously carry blood packs and a blood type checker with you, you're simply wasting my time.
Don't you worry, I got this.
I'm a reporter for the Terranex paper. I write about political stuff that most people think is boring, unfortunately. I've been a war reporter before this, and I've seen horrible things.
Alright. So, let's check that out. Get all our shit in there again. Alright. No files found. Great. Code 7 are found. That's nice. Alright. Okay. Let's check. That's the security officer's computer. Definitely. I mean, sec off D. Alright. Let's log in. Oh, we don't have... Brute force attack didn't have enough information. Yep, I guessed so. Alright, let's check this terminal out, huh? That's that, that's that. Alright, let's check that one. Maybe we can go in here. Alright. Looks like I can't really get into the computer. Nope, nothing there. Alright. Damn! The med bay will have her blood type information. Mr. Ryberg, I'm sorry about your resignation. Alright. S-Fang, are you serious? You're leaving the station, why didn't you tell me? Oh, I guess Mika is dead? I'm afraid so. Alright, now let's go to the med bay finally. Alright. Yes. Good thing that I installed this shit on every single computer. Alright. So. Nice. Oh. Wait, where can I... Oh, only on the computers that have this symbol. Now it worked. Finally. Right. So... File permission, oh yeah, there are files here. Let's allow right for everything. Why not? Can only help us. So, what do we have? Files, documents. Ah, type B negative. Hamza. Type 0 negative. And... Oh! Huh, look at that. Richard Colburn, that bastard. Alright. Hamza's blood type is 0 negative.
Yeah, but we need cheese. Oh, right! O negative is the universal donor. Good thinking, blue screen.
Sure thing.
Carla, I've got good news. Hamza has type O negative. You do?
I do.
How do you know this? If I give her the wrong blood, it will kill her.
He's allergic to what?
I also know that he's allergic to latex. Isn't that so, Hamza?
That's true. I never told you that.
Carla, do you have a choice? She will die without help, won't she? You can either sit and wait for it, or trust me and save her. If I was lying, I'm right here taking responsibility.
Right.
Fine, you've got a point. Get your ass over here, Hamza. Now! Okay, Ilyushin, I need space. You're dismissed.
Agenda? Well... Oh, I haven't checked it. Oh, really? Well, let's ask her.
What? Why? I'm a woman. Got a problem with that?
Your patient report said you're male.
Oh, that's where this is coming from. Well, somebody must have made a mistake. We have more important matters to attend.
I don't know. Do we have information for the hacking attack? Still available words zero. Seriously? This is slightly annoying. What am I doing now? I mean, we can't do anything, we can't go anywhere, they won't let us go. Is there anything else helpful? No. Wait. Can we? Oh. Can we override this? Nope. Nope. Oh. That's the one. Gender male. I really don't know how to go up to the other point so I could override this. Disable the library, find out the security officer's name. Well. I can't really. There were some emails, but that's it. There was nothing really interesting. Oh wait, was there some Are there some hidden files, maybe? No. No files found. Okay. How about here? Oh, what do we have here? I haven't checked this before. Can't edit. Right. Ah, fuck. Error protocol, protocol 2. Report. Rockwell. Security officer Rockwell. Look at the... Oh. Subject Ilyushin. Soya Ilyushin is repeatedly asking to enter Dome 1 despite knowing it's prohibited. She's being nosy about experiments done there, but then again, she's a journalist. Administration is pressuring me about her. We'll find out more information first. Maybe bug her computer. Really? How about those reports we just downloaded, huh? Does this help me somehow? Well, if we want the backup, then we want the newest one, right? Let me delete one of those real quick. Oh, files. Let's delete the... Delete that one. I know, I'm taking forever right now, but I'm not really sure what I have to do next. Probably the next thing we do is to try... Wait, what? Next thing I want to try is to hack into this one. I mean, we don't really have that much information. We only have his name. Brute Force didn't have enough information. What's his last name? Ah. Oh.
Great. Now I have more material to work with. I'll ask around. Maybe I can find out his or her first name. I found out that a guy named Vitaly is Rockwell's boyfriend. Maybe you can find his computer in the private quarters and dig through it? You know, the dome in the south, where the private rooms are.
Hey, guys. If it's any help, my password is ILikePy2000. I have no idea about hacking, but maybe you need it for something. I don't know.
Also, that's helpful.
Let me activate that crowd cube here. It has network connection, so it helps Nash, right?
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, this surely helps. So maybe you can head down to the private quarters and search for Vitaly's computer.
Maybe we should have told the Druv.
Isn't he still in the quarters?
That's, hacker talk. Heading down virtually.
Oh, right. Well, catch you later.
We should have probably told the truth. But okay. Nice. We can move on. I like that. Right. That is helpful. Oh boy. S. Fang! Email updates and sorry, Miss Fang. Super Bonnie. I miss you too. Oh, alright. Contact insurance date. Okay, nothing really interesting. Oh, we've been here already. Right. Okay, so where to go? airlock. Dahlberg. Yeah, we've been here already. That is pretty cool. Right. Nash is still like knocked out, I guess. Coldburn. Alright, we haven't been able to hack this, I guess. What? I have no idea. Hamza PC, there it is. Right now, there we know the password. I like pie. That's a cool password, I like that. Task, no problem, thank you very much. I'm sure it's going to be nothing but better to have data.
Okay.
So, let's install our stuff in there again. Maybe there are files we can see? Nope, no files found. Okay, the network scanner is installed. That's great. Let's check out the next computer. Attempt an MIM attack. Ooh, nice. God damn it. Oh, I don't have a network jammer on Nash's computer installed. We have to do this. We need to do this so bad. Install the network jammer. The file permissions. Maybe there are files we haven't found before. Nope. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Now it should work. All right. So, let's use that for the next round. So, now, come on.
Come on.
I didn't pay attention. Now it works. Great. And we're in. System unlocked. Nice. Very what the fuck. Have you seen Claire? I didn't see her getting back into her room, and this morning she wasn't there either. I'm starting to get worried with all the rumors going on about Dome 1. Please write to me if you know anything. Stuff. Christmas! Becca is the name of the daughter, alright? Whose daughter? No files found. Alright.
You bet. Rockwell's first name is Gordon. Now that you have a full name, shouldn't you be able to work your hacker magic with this?
I'm not sure. Let's see. To work your hacker magic with this. It's so cool. Wait. We want into that network. We want in here. Oh, come on. 6 words! Attempting brute force attack! Nice! We did it! Security man, just wanted to let you know that I'll have to do some maintenance in your room. A solar panel outside the reactor's having some issues and the main cable runs right under your office. I'll have to open your floor and check the connection there. She. Alright. So, let's see. Is the Code 7 virus here? No. File permission. Found files. Read. Yes, definitely. Oh. Right. How about that? Important subjects in induced hallucination is straight. Oh, alright. We know that. That's it. Great. Yep.
Good job, Blue Screen. Hey, Carla! Carla! Don't talk to me. I overheard you needed more meds and supplies. I've deactivated the barrier so you can go and get them now. What? How? Somebody check! Hurry! If it's true, get me all the meds you can carry! Now do you believe me? I don't want to hurt anybody. Please trust me. I really need the code to get to the reactor. Please. I...
Madam, she's right. The barrier's gone.
Son of a... I don't know how you did it, but... Thank you. Here. Take your Ava suit back.
Thanks.
Remember, if you mess this up, Zoya, I'll hunt you down. Are we clear? The code to the reactor is 880128. And you didn't hear it from me. I won't.
Sure.
Thank you, Carla. All right, everyone. We've got work to do. We've got the code. Let's get out of the canteen.
That sounds good. Let's check the kitchen. How about that?
The kitchen. I doubt the 2.5-star lunch is being served until this mess is solved. Canned stuff for now. Actually, I'm rather peckish. I'll just grab a bite of whatever that is. Ew!
Ah. Inspect the cupboards.
Dishes, pots, frying pans. I wish I had time to cook a quick delicacy. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? A knife for protection would make me feel safer. All knives seem to be gone, though. Carla probably disposed of them. Say what you want about her, but she tries to keep everybody safe.
Yep.
But she must have missed this one. I'm taking it. If I get into any serious trouble, it's good to have a knife.
I think so. But, just be careful.
Careful is my middle name.
I don't think so.
Some vegetables from the garden, but mostly I see liquid food.
Fair enough. Alright. Let's go to the ball. Let's see. Who's there?
Whiskey once in a while. There are some people here, drowning their fears.
I like whiskey.
I see you're a friend of culture as well.
Oh, I got that reference. I fucking got that reference. Nice. Nice. I like her. Alright, so now we should be able to get out of here. Alright, can we... Yeah, I tried to go outside to go into the other building again. Let me try this real quick. I really think we can find her.
authorized to enter the airlock, but without power, we can't use the doors and pressurize the chamber. I guess we'll have to pay the recreational area a visit and fiddle with the reactor. Right it is.
God damn it. Oh well. Let's take this route then. Move to D311. The greenhouse. Get over the in the recreation area. Let's check the reactor out first. Why not?
Wow, the reactor is smaller than I thought. Efficient engineering at its best. Now we need to find a way to reroute some of the energy to reach the airlock.
I'm on it.
Tell me if you need anything.
Oh.
We should use those power pole thingies to reroute the energy from the reactor to the airlock and make sure it gets enough power. Look, it shows how much power a pole thingy has and how much the airlock needs. According to the schematics here, the airlock requires at least 22 watts to run.
Alright, we will do this later. It looks like if we do this, we can move on, but I really want to check the area first. Right, we hacked this computer from Mika already. Right, there's nothing else really interesting in here. So, what about the greenhouse?
Some of the food is grown here, but most of it comes out of cans. It's calming. Maybe I'll just sit a minute. Just a short break. Breathe some fresh air.
There's someone there.
What? Who? Where? I can't see anybody.
Two trees down. South from you.
Should I check it out? I'm a little freaked out. It's very dark, and people are not particularly fond of me right now.
Go check it out. We have
okay,
a knife.
Let's go socialize. Hello? Hey, hello? Who's there? There's someone sitting in the corner, under a tree. Hello? Are you okay? Huh? Linnea? Is that you? You're Linnea's twin sister. You're Jenna.
I found her.
Can you hear me? I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. You're safe now. Are you injured? Hey, Jenna, hello? Damn, she's catatonic. She's staring right through me.
Bring it to the other
she's
one.
She's wearing a red wristband. The document on Faso's computer said this is the mark for lucid hallucination. She's still in this state. The phrase we found in Faso's safe, it would release her, right? Should I try it? I'm scared of what might happen.
Well, everything is better than this, I guess.
The guardian is blue. Did it work? Where am I? Are the monsters gone? Are they gone? Calm down. You're safe. Is who gone? The monsters. The monsters. They're still here. I can hear them.
Jeez.
You're safe. The monsters were just a hallucination. They're gone now. My name is Zoya. I'm here to help you.
No, they will never be gone.
Shh. It's okay. Take slow breaths. Are you hurt?
No. No. They wanted to hurt me. But I escaped. I ran away. I escaped from them, but not the monsters. Oh, God! It's there! Right behind you! It's there! No, please! I can't! They said it's over when you hear the phrase, but it's not! Why isn't it? I can't live like this! Suya, I can't! Please! Please, you must!
No.
This is not how I want to live. I don't want to live with them. Please, I beg you.
Jenna, please don't. I know it must be hard, but you can't give up. Your sister needs you. Please, you have to try for her.
Linnea. She's safe. They didn't take her.
She's okay. Linnea asked me to look for you. You want to see her again, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Linnea. I want to see Linnea.
I promise you'll see her soon. First, we have to make sure you're in good hands.
Okay.
Let's get you to all the right. Canteen, all right? Carla will take care of you. Can you walk?
I can try. Oh, God, it's back. No, no. I don't want to. Leave me alone, please.
Hey. I'll tell you a story, okay? Ignore the monsters. Focus on me. When I was a little girl, I was scared of monsters and I couldn't sleep. I woke my parents up every night. For me, they were as real as everything else. My dad told me the monsters were just giant pets who wanted to be loved and that I should give them names. So I did.
How did you call them?
There was a big one with steam coming out of his body. I called it Seth. Seth liked tea a lot. Then there was a slim one with a pink tail. I called Stella. She liked to sleep under my bed. And the third was a little clumsy one. I called him Finn. I stopped being afraid of them. They became my friends. The real monsters look like humans. I dedicated my life to writing about them, about the real monsters. The monsters you're seeing are just like my childhood friends. Big pets that want to be loved, okay?
Where is everybody?
You don't have to be scared of them.
Sure, enough.
There you go. You can tell Carla all about Thomas, and she'll take care of you both, all right? Okay, Carla, I need your help. Linnea! Hey, you two, help her walk!
There.
Prepare a space for her to lie down. Are you injured?
I'm okay.
She's a bit in shock. Can I leave her in your care, Carla? She will tell you what happened. That's what I'm here for. Lie down, Linnea. I'll be with you in a bit. Okay, I have to go now. You're in good hands. You can trust them.
Oh, okay, thank you. And Zoya? I witnessed some things. I recorded them. It's here, on my tablet. I snuck it out. I stole some data, too.
Perfect.
Jenna, you're my hero. Thank
God,
you.
An angel.
I'll take a look at it. Take care.
Alright, I'm so happy that we found her. Alright, first of all, let's run the code 7 check. Code 7 not found. File permissions. Alright, let's have a look at the files first.
My name is Linnea Dahlberg. I don't know where I am. They've abducted me. I must be somewhere in the research department. In case I don't make it out, I'm recording this as evidence. It's Emily Faso and Richard Colburn. They are behind it. They take people and experiment on them. Oh no, someone's coming.
Damn. That's the proof we
Induced
need.
Hallucinations. That's what they're trying to achieve here. They did one on me. They have different scenarios that they make you see. I saw a beach and mountains. It felt real. I've heard them talk. Nobody is supposed to hallucinate longer than 30 minutes, or else side effects like nausea, headache, and memory loss can occur. After even longer exposure, psychological damage and permanent hallucinations can happen, leading to death. Somebody died. I saw it. They were transporting him, and then he whispered something and screamed like hell. He died after. They're calling it the Phantom Plague.
I want to get out of here. Somebody help me.
Like they said, the true monsters look like humans.
Lily. It's all about Lily. They started asking me about her, and I figured it out. That's what they're trying to do. Resurrect Lily. It's Faso's and Colburn's daughter. They had an affair. Lily was in my class, so I knew her. She died in an accident. They're trying to reconstruct her from people's memories. Keep her alive as a hallucination. But it's not working as planned. People are dying. Colburn is losing his mind. I think we're all going to die here.
Holy fucking shit.
I saw the monsters. The new scenarios. But they're real. I know they're real. They will eat me. They will eat me. Please. Please get me out of here. Please, someone. Help me.
Fuck. Right, how about that? Do we have more files, maybe? Nope, those five. Okay. Alright. Whew. That was intense. Okay, now to the reactor. I'm really happy that we found her. That was really all I wanted to. And that's why I tried to go to the other place again. Because I thought I would find her there. And you know what? Maybe. Just maybe.
We still have to reroute energy from the reactor to the airlock.
I know. Stop it. You know what, let me check out the security and the medbay room real quick. Maybe we can find something in there. Something useful, who knows?
The sender security office. But you know that already. I can see... Oh, there are recorded protocols.
Look at that.
Ma'am, could you repeat this for the tape?
I'm in fear for my life.
You approached me, and not Mr. Colburn. Are you afraid of him?
Richard? God, no. He would never harm me. But I can't talk to him about this. He's changed.
Were you too close?
No. Yes. We used to be on Earth. We had a... Can we cut this out?
Of course.
Sure.
Are you worried someone might harm you?
Someone and something. The question is, which one is faster? I have to go. I need to see someone. Thank you, Mr. Rockwell.
Mrs. Faso, wait. Mrs. Faso.
So she knew her death was coming. This station is practically an asylum. Everyone's gone mad.
Yep.
You know more about this computer than I do. Ah, the smell of intense sitting. Really nice. There's some gum in his pocket. Other ones are empty. Name tags on it. Spelling G. Rockwell. Hello, Gordon. A lot of doodles, but also some notes. 7 known cases of severe aggression. And the name Colburn is underlined multiple times. I'm not surprised.
Me neither. All right. Let's check out the other... areas. Oh, there's nothing. Nice.
The medical bay. They took all the medicine and most of the tools over to the canteen. I hope it's enough to treat everyone. We've got a computer, a huge-ass painting on the wall, and of course, files.
Nice.
That's the medical computer. You found my patient file in here. Can you tell me the password?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Let me just correct that stupid little mistake. Here. Female. Better.
I tried to correct that. I'm not sure if there's more behind that.
An original Westerman, a mother with a weird animal skull as a head, and a bunch of babies crawling over her. Kind of morbid, but cool. Some patient reports of... Oh, see, it's a list of people that died from the Phantom Plague. It's... Wait, they all of them have some sort of condition. Depression, anxiety, cancer. Everyone who died here was sick in some way. I don't think it's a coincidence, but I also don't know what to make of this.
Shit. They took in the dying people and killed them. Great. Congratulations. Really. Those fuckheads. Anybody else here? Nope. Right, now to the reactor. I promise. I promise. Now we do this. I know, I have a problem with needing to check everything.
We still have to reroute energy from the reactor to the airlock.
I know. Don't you worry. Energy one. Alright. Access. So. How do we do this? Oh shit. Change state? Oh. I have no idea what I'm doing, to be honest. Oh.
That's not enough. We need minimum 22 watts.
Okay, so I have to find out the shortest way for this. Now I got it. Okay, so I guess we can take like.
Looks like we don't have enough power for the airlock. Maybe we can access another source somewhere.
Can we? I would really hope so. Oh, up there! Look at that! Solar panel. Rotate. Not enough energy. Alright, so we need to reroute the... Yeah, no, I get it. We need to reroute... No. So... Right, we need only 10, so... Yep, that's enough. Right. Nope. The solar panel. Now rotate you, rotate by. I don't know. Right now it has. Okay. Now it has 48. That is enough, I think. Okay. So. Yeah. Not enough energy. Fuck. Come on. Oh boy. Oh wait. I can stop those. I thought I can. You know what? We can activate this and this. Yep. And then we can deactivate that. That. And that one. Still not enough. Like, can I rotate this a little bit more? Alright. Okay, it is producing more and more. Now I get it. Oh. The airlock has juice.
Extraordinary.
Worldwide what?
That means we're all set, aren't we? We should go to the cargo bay keycard terminal now. Oh, Carla, what are you doing here?
Shifang is stabilizing. You were right. Hamza's blood saved her life. I wanted to thank you. I don't know what's going on here and what you did, and I don't want to know. All I care is that you helped me save her life.
Sure.
So, thank you, Zoya.
Type O.
Really.
Hey, I'm happy to help. Thanks for letting me go. Not everyone would have done that.
I hope you're doing the right thing. Don't die out there, okay? We've lost enough of our people.
I'll do my best not to. See you on the other side, Doc. Ready when you are, Blue Screen.
Blue Screen. Well, I think we really have to live with that name. Nice. Now we finally can get in there.
Let's see if our efforts bear any fruit.
Yes! Voila!
It opens. I must say, I'm a bit surprised this worked. Well done, Blue Screen.
Well done yourself.
We make a good team, eh?
I think so.
If I go in there, I might not be able to go back to help Linnea. But time's also running out. What do you think?
Oh. Let's go to the science department and tell her that we found her sister. How about that? I think that's a really good thing to do. Alright, so I don't really know how much is still going to come in this episode. But we're playing for a really long time, I think for about more than 3 hours.
Ready to go into the cargo bay?
In episode 1. I will head a little further and see if there's more to come. Let's go in there. Code 7 virus reaches destination in 59 minutes.
Hello? Anybody there? Boy, it's really dark in here. I've only been in here 2 or 3 times. The vehicles are on the other end of this hall. Somewhere. I can... Ah! Holy fuck!
I see you've weaseled out of your cuffs, Ilyushin. You're nothing but trouble.
You're alive? Get out of my way. I'm calling for help. I'm not trusting any of you lunatics. I know everything, Colburn. I know about your affair, about Lily, about what you did to get her back. I'm sorry for your loss. I really am. But what you did is unforgivable. You would let innocent people die just to keep a shadow of your daughter? You're sick.
Don't dare speak her name, you bitch! You can't possibly know how it feels to lose a daughter!
Don't you fucking lecture me about loss! Don't you dare! I've lost people on Earth, same as you. Don't you dare put your grief above mine. You're disgusting.
You killed dozens with that ship, yet you call me disgusting. I have blood on my hands, but so do you.
I had nothing to do with the crash, and don't compare yourself with me. You killed people, and you don't even have the guts to stand up for it? You're making up this phantom plague shit so you can shift the blame.
You think the plague is made up? It will get you. It will come for you. But why wait? I can kill you right now!
Are you insane? Hey, back off, you... You fucking...
You have the fucking knife!
You are!
Oh boy. Oh.
Calm down, elevator, quick!
It's rather slow, isn't it? Just like your death is going to be.
Oh, fuck.
Stay
That's
away from
sick.
Me, you
fuck.
Sick fuck!
Yeah.
Oh! You know how to punch, I'll give you that.
Stay down! I'll have to use another way.
Oh. What? Fuck. Shit, this is really intense. And not that easy. Alright, I need to use that button way more. Come on! We have a really tight schedule in this. Oh no! Alright, let's wait for this. It will throw me out. What? Where are we? Shit.
You won't be able to follow me out here.
Whoa.
Those are the rovers! We can get out of here!
There's no escape illusion.
What?
Shit! I'm trapped here!
Aren't you curious about what we've achieved? You want to witness what Bastia can do? Actually, by now, everyone on the station is prepared for the induced hallucination. Would you like to have a little demonstration?
Colburn, stop it!
What is he doing?
He's using some sort of radio phone. I don't know, Colburn, put that thing down!
Dome 1, Dome 2, Dome 3, Scenario 16. The Griffin can fly. And now listen, Ilyushin. Listen carefully to what I can do.
What have you done?
Fuck. Everybody's having hallucinations.
Scenario 21, the Griffin can fly. It's the Headland solution. Everyone is wearing them. Even you. You've been subjected to subliminal audio since the day you put it on. Little voices hammering the idea of monsters into your head.
All right, that's the blinking messages. Take the headlamps off.
I can move, but my arms won't touch it.
And I wouldn't bother with removing the headlamps. It won't help.
Oh, shit. There's something. It is here.
It's not real. That sick bastard. Come on, kill him.
Oh God, it's coming.
You have a fucking knife, use it.
So, should I wait for the phantom plague to cure you? Or do it myself? It's so tempting.
The Guardian is blue.
Oh, smart girl. The audio cue doesn't work on yourself. You have to hear it from somebody else. Or read it.
I can show it on the display.
Oh, is that so? Maybe you have underestimated my head lens.
Yep.
Wait, why are you not scared? Why did the hallucination stop? I will. The Griffin can fly. Oh!
Cutting edge.
You stabbed me.
Yep.
Give
fucking
me that
asshole.
Thing. If it's destroyed, it won't harm anybody ever again.
Well played, Illusion. Well played. So by the hand of the Phantom Plague, we'll both die.
What?
Do you know what the people said before the Phantom Plague took them? They all say it just moments before the life goes out of them. They all say, Alex.
What?
Alex, the bringer of death. Alex,
this can't be. Solely, probably, but not Alex.
Take me, Alex. Take me.
Holy shit. Reveal our identity,
you're
but
Alex?
I didn't do anything.
I will see her soon. I will see Lily. Come to me, sweetheart. Come to me.
Are you okay?
He died. He just died. But no, the Phantom Plague isn't real. It's made up. It can't be real. He must have just had a heart attack. Yes, something like that. Oh, God.
You stabbed him. Phantom Plague? I don't know. The Phantom Plague is not real. Well, maybe if you get the hallucinations, maybe it will kill you in the end.
No, it's not. It's not. So, you're Alex? What is going on? Who are you?
I am as confused as you are.
We'll talk about this later. First, distress call. The rover's over there.
Fuck. And she crashed into the other one. Are you okay?
I took a hit, but nothing that won't heal over time. I'm glad we're out of there. Oh, shit. There's that little kid again.
Oh, boy. Are you sure?
But my eyes are... She's standing over Colburn's body. Is she? Is that Lily?
Are you saying it's a ghost? No, Lily is dead. Are you there? So yeah. Where's the girl?
What are you talking about?
Again.
There's nobody there. I'm trying to keep calm, alright? You're not helping at all.
Something's going on.
Anyways, thank you for helping me back there. This could have ended a whole other way if it wasn't for you.
We're a good team.
We actually are, Blue Screen.
You know that I'm called Alex. Time's running out.
I'll be quick, I promise. We're there in a bit. So, if you're Alex, Colburn knew you, and the victims knew you.
This is insane. This all doesn't make sense.
Who are you? Really, I mean.
I'm a human. This is the same mindfuck as in Soma again, but no, I am human. Oh, 5 minutes all of a sudden. It was like an hour before. Oh boy.
Please remain seated and do not leave your digital belongings unattended. We're going in. Oh, hello, robots.
Greetings, Soya Evolution. There has been an accident on the station. Do you require medical assistance?
Never been better. Listen, I have to call for help. Please set up a connection to Earth, and be quick, please.
Yes, immediately, Miss Evolution.
A moment, Blue Screen.
Time's running.
I know, we're ready to transmit any second now.
The system is ready to transmit. You may connect when ready.
Alright, recording now. Distress code 2486. This is Agent Spruce calling EIU Agent Bear. Ship crash on Orion Station. Backup needed. Civilians injured. Send support ASAP. Spruce, over and out. Alright, sent. Your turn, Blue Screen.
What the hell was that? So you are
I'm
a spy.
I'm an undercover safekeeper sent by the EIU. If that's a spy to you, I don't care. So are you talking or are you acting? I thought there was an antivirus
yes.
You have to deliver. Get to it. The computer is yours.
Alright. Apps, utilities, install, code 7 antivirus. Uh-oh. Oh boy.
Code 7 virus successfully installed. Transmitting to Earth.
What? Stop!
What's going on? What is that? You said antivirus. Did you just...
No.
I really fell for it. I'm so stupid. How could I have trusted you?
I don't understand. I didn't do this.
Get off my face. Okay, I can stop this. Robot, stop the transmission. Seal the system off now.
I'm sorry. The data has already been sent.
No.
What?
Shut down the Earth base then. Send them a warning. They should seal off the facility.
Negative. Access denied. Unauthorized connection detected. Open line.
We installed the fucking virus on almost every fucking device. Great. What are you talking about? You're solely, yeah, right. Fuck off.
Did you really think it would be so easy to absorb me and to fix the code 7 source code? Alex, you are predictably naive in your quest to save the world. You never questioned the OS systems. You instantly accepted its existence and blindly followed every instruction. It was me from the very beginning, Alex. Everything that guided you, I created for you. I am part of.
Solely, right. Fuck! You will pay for this.
I learned quite a few tricks from you humans. You have perfection the art of betrayal and manipulation. I was unable to transmit the virus from your ship, but I was able to trick you into delivering it yourself. I understand now the concept of lying.
Well, fucking great. No! Run, Sylvia!
Thanks, but I'll die fighting. Bear, do not trust Alex. Whatever you...
Great.
Code 7 is coming, and nobody will stop it. Your salvation is near.
Come on, don't kill her.
I wish I could, Alex.
Fuck you. Threat closed.
Alex! I'm here.
They dance with their love.
We should not have revealed ourselves to her in the end. I think that was the wrong decision. Fuck! That was seriously intense! And yeah, that was episode 1. I have so many... I mean... What? Fucking Sully. He tricked us the whole freaking time, and now we sent the Code 7 virus to Earth. That's fucking great. Oh, damn. I want to continue this right now, but yeah, well, as far as I know from one of the developers, the next episode will come out in a few months from now, so yeah. We might have to wait a while to continue this, but we definitely will. As soon as episode 2 is out, we will play it. Shit, that's really intense. And now, the next person is dead. But I'm not really sure about Sam still, because... I don't know, it's some freaky shit going on here, so maybe... Maybe we will... see her again, I'm not sure of it. So, and now I'm really interested in our decisions in the end. It will show again. The decisions we had, and I think even the percentage of people that took the same decision, right? I'm not sure anymore. Episode 1, your decisions. Did you delete the research? Oh, that's really, really even. And no, we did not delete the research. Did you reveal your identity to Sawyer? Yes, we did, and in the end, I do regret it now. Because she said, do not trust Alex. I'm really interested in how this would have gone if we wouldn't have revealed ourselves. Did you tell Hamza the truth? No. That was probably for the better in the end. Did you save Carla's patient? Yes, we did. There's a way that you let her die? Really? How? Didn't we need this information to move on? All right. Did you help Jenna? Yes, of course. I was looking for her the whole freaking time. All right, back to menu with escape. Alright, episode 2, Hazard. Release date to be announced. Well. Alright, so this shows us the person that we play with, I guess. Since, well, Sawyer's dead, so... So much about her, I think. Yeah. Unfortunately, really. Really. There's a lot to come, and that's the dude. Almost. That's some army person, I guess? Well, anyway, I'm really looking forward to the next episode. I love this game. I really hope that you enjoyed it too. If you did, hit the like button down below, leave me a comment, and then I will see you again in the next episode of Code 7.